from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Super Bowl. You got double-teamed a lot in the Super Bowl. Baldy's breakdowns, folks. Ayuk's back. Trent Williams is back. He just got back today off the private jet with his Mastiff. He's ready to roll. He's going to sign a new deal. Christian McCaffrey's back on the practice field. Folks, who cares? The offseason's over. All the drama, all the exhaustion, all the contract talk, it's done. We're focused on the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. And I'm getting flashbacks of Garrison Hurst and the overtime touchdown run against the New York Jets and Glenn Foley and Bill Parcells and Keyshawn Johnson and Wayne Corbett. The Jets are in trouble. Trouble.
R-E-L-A-X.
No, I'm not going to relax. Yeah,
so can I ask you a couple quick questions about the Jets?
Sure.
How many playoff games in the history of the Jets
have they won?
Just in general, how many have they played?
The history of the New York Jets? I don't know the answer to that. I'm guessing they've played a lot of playoff games.
Surprisingly, 25.
That's it? No.
25.
In their history? 25 playoff games?
Yep, yep.
That's it?
I went down the deep dive. Yep, yep, yep.
25, wait. 25 playoff? That's.
I have them all right here. 2010, 29, 2006, 2004, 2002, 2001, 98, 91, 86, 85, 82, 81, 69, and the Super Bowl in 68.
Wait, 69 to what? They didn't make the playoffs from 69 to...
69 to 81.
So they missed the playoffs in the entire 70s. They didn't go to one playoff game
who
in
has
the 70s?
Nope.
Who that has is the unbelievable.
Longest drought of playoffs in all of sports in North America.
Right now?
Yes.
Ooh, Rockies?
It is the New York Jets.
Really?
The New York Jets, 13 seasons, have the current active longest playoff drought in all of sports in North America.
Holy smokes. I can't get over the fact they didn't go to the playoffs one time in the 70s.
They've been to five conference games, okay, in the AFC.
Conference
five.
Title games.
What?
Conference title games.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost to the Colts one year. They lost to the Steelers one year. They lost to the Broncos one year. I want to say they lost to the Dolphins maybe one year.
Can you name in their final playoff game in 2010, their last one, can you name anyone of the skill position players to touch the ball for the Jets? We know Sanchez was the quarterback. I've got the list here. You will never get.
Sean Green.
Sean Green was the leading
rusher. Sean Green was the quarterback, yep. Come on now.
LaDainian Tomlinson backing him, well, essentially in and out of the lineup.
Braylon Edwards.
Braylon Edwards was on the roster.
Yep. There was a guy from, there's another guy.
A first round pick was their top receiver in the last AFC championship game, their final playoff game since 2010.
Santonio Holmes?
He was on the roster, but not the number one receiving target that game. It? Dustin Keller from Purdue, the tight
Dustin
end.
Dustin Keller.
No one would have ever gotten that.
He's a good tight end.
Jericho Cotchery, Brad Smith, Braylon Edwards, Dustin Keller.
Yeah. Make some Jets on that.
And Santonio Holmes. And then one more. So they've got 25 games in the history of the Jets.
That's crazy.
25
I can't believe
games.
That.
How many Plaxico on that team?
What?
Wasn't Plaxico on that team in 2011?
No, he was not. No, I feel like he was on the
He didn't play
Giants
in that game.
Oh, he didn't play in that game. He was definitely on the team that year.
How many playoff games for the Niners since Harbaugh? Since Harbaugh was here.
They probably had 25.
20.
20, yeah.
So just to tell you how inept the Jets are, since 1968, they've had 25 games in the playoffs.
I can't believe that.
The Niners, since Harbaugh, have had 20.
Wow.
So all you people, look, I'm not saying that you are going to be the Jets, but let's also have a little perspective on how phenomenally run the Niners have been for the last 15 years.
I just can't believe the Jets didn't make not one playoff game in the 70s. They had Joe Klecklo. They had the sack exchange in the 80s. They're going to have a 30 for 30 on them, by the way, coming up soon. And they were really good. But then, now that I think about it, NFL Films always shows the game when they lost to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And they choked the game against the Cleveland Browns at old Cleveland Municipal Stadium with Marty Schottenheimer as a coach.
So, can you name any of the defensive players on that 2010 Jets last playoff team?
Bart Scott.
He was on there?
He was on there. Vernon Golston.
Mm-hmm.
They had a D tackle. Sheldon Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
You're
forgetting a Hall of Fame outside linebacker, D end.
Jason Taylor played for the Jets?
Yes. With Darrell Revis?
Did he really?
With Darrell Revis?
Is Rickashaw Ferguson there?
Cromartie?
Probably. Antonio Cromartie was definitely there.
How crazy. Think of that. Again, Niner fans, I know we've been frustrated. I get it. Like, we haven't won the big one. You could be the Jets.
You could be the Jets.
And I'm looking at their team this year. By the way, just for comparison's sake, they've been to 5 AFC championship games. They're 1-4.
Yeah.
The Niners have been to 19 NFC championship games. Now, I know nobody's going to hang that banner, and I get it, but just be thankful that you're not the Jets. I'm looking at their roster this year, Bonte, okay? And on defense, I wrote down some of their best players on D and on O.
Yeah.
On defense, Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams, CJ Mosley, DJ Reed, ex-Niner, Quincy Williams, Jermaine Johnson, Chuck Clark, Will McDonald, Ashton Davis, the safety from Cal. Hassan Reddick is sitting out right now, so I didn't put him on there.
I don't think he's going to play.
Then on offense.
And don't you forget one guy. Javon Kinlaw. Mook Dog,
yeah,
baby. Mook Dog, baby.
Bring him
He's
up.
He's got the Levi's.
Offense. He's Aaron Rodgers. Tyron Smith. Mike Williams. Garrett Wilson. Breece Hall. Morgan Moses. And Tyler Conklin. That, on paper, this Jets team has a lot of talent.
The Jets will be solid.
They have a lot of talent.
But they're the Jets, right? They'll somehow, some way find a way. I don't know. Maybe the franchise is cursed. Maybe curses do exist. Because on paper, this Breece Hall kid at running back is a home run hitter. He is a
threat. Play with Brock.
He is a threat. He is good. They invested in their offensive line this past offseason. So the Jets, I expect them to come in with this defense. Their defense is really, really good. Baldy's going to break it down in just a second here at 7:30 in the morning on the morning roast. But their defense is really, really good. They could play man, and it'll be interesting to see what Salah does against his former team. Obviously, he knows Shanahan, but Shanahan knows him. How will they attack the New York Jets? That's what I want to know from Baldy. What's the best way to attack this defense, especially without Hassan Reddick playing the edge? But I think they'll be fine defensively. Leonard Taylor III, not bad. Will McDonald's, not bad. They've got some talent.
Well, Baldy,
Jets have some talent.
I just look at it this way. Like, I think the time to get them is going to be early part of the season, because I think there'll be a better team by mid to end of the year. That being said, there's a lot of unknowns. What do you even look for film? Like, I was going back, I'm like, well, no one played in the preseason on their offense. Well, and I look at last year's film, like, they didn't have Mike Williams. Breece Hall was coming back from an ACL injury.
Yeah.
Like, they played two snaps with Aaron Rodgers.
Four snaps.
How do you even know?
And how ironic is it that Leonard Floyd was the guy to sack him, and that was the play he got hurt on, Leonard Floyd.
But hey, how do you even know what to prepare for?
Well, you just look at old film about Aaron Rodgers, and I to your point about catching him early, Aaron Rodgers will be rusty. He hasn't played an NFL game in 2 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's had the scrimmages or whatnot. And, you know, from what they say, Rodgers looks like Rodgers. We'll see. We'll see about
his arm has always been great.
You know, the arm talent's there.
And his mind is always
Wilson,
been
And Garrett
beautiful.
Wilson's one of the best wide receivers that nobody knows about yet. Even though he plays in New York City, Garrett Wilson is a stud.
Number
and
change.
What we know about, and what we know about Mike Williams, when he's healthy, he's one of the better deep threats in this league.
Absolutely.
He's physical, can high point the football. He's a problem. He's a matchup nightmare when he's healthy. So this is a Jets team that I expect to be, by the end of the year, I'm not going to say Super Bowl contender, but I expect them to be in the playoffs.
Well, if they made the playoffs, it would be a big deal.
For them.
Absolutely. It would. Well, I just think for the league. Like, look, I roll my eyes when I hear Greenberg and all the different New York Jets fans that are in the media talk about the Jets and the misery of being the Jets. But on some level, it is cool if the Jets can get into the playoffs.
I think the Giants are the bigger New York team.
Well, of course, course they are. I'm just saying, like, I think it's good for sports when a bad team finally, like, gets into the playoffs. It was fun for the Kings to get into the playoffs.
No, you need a whipping boy. the Jets are the NFL's whipping boy. It's better when they do suck because they're kind of like the AFC Dallas Cowboys. They're not the Dallas Cowboys in terms of like all the hype, and they always fail. But the Jets, for some reason, get all this hype and all this attention and all these headlines. And you just mentioned it. They've been in 25 playoff games. Why the hell are we talking about the Jets so much?
Well, if you think about it, from 01 to 09 was the most productive seasons they've ever had. Wild card in 2001. Wild card to division round in 02. Wild card to division round in 04. Wild card and then...
Went from Parcells to Herm Edwards to Rex Ryan.
They lost in 06. 09, AFC Championship game. 2010, AFC Championship game. Like, that's their most... From 01 to 2010 has been the most productive seasons they've ever had.
Yeah, it's sad. It is sad, but we'll ask Baldy in just a second. I want to play this before we get to Baldy and set this up. Preeta Shrager, NFL Network, hit the timeline yesterday. And we saw Shanahan with all the great Gatsby stuff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.